Parshas Vayishlach. So you have over here in the Shinu Shem of Yaakov unity Yisrael, and you have twice really the Malach and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the first thing he says, Vayomer lo Mashmach Yaakov, Vayomer lo Yaakov Yom Oit Shimcha Kim Yisrael, Ki Sarisa Malakim Vemanoshim Vatuchol. So the Malach wasn't Mashanish Shmoy. He didn't. There wasn't any real bracha. He told him Lashar Kim Berachtani. So I guess that Shina Hashem serves as a bracha. Betzim, Rashi asks, Rashi brings the Chazal, that the Hakadosh Baruch Hu later, very soon afterwards, after the parasha of Shechem and so on, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Moshe Shana Shem Ve'emel Kim Shimcha Yaakov, Lakshimcha Yaakov Kim Yisrael Yeshmecha Hakadosh Mo Yisrael. So Yaakov Avinu wanted the Malach Dafka to be made on it. So what was the inyan that he wanted Dafka? He wanted the Malach to be made on it. He brings the Chazal over here. V'shem eyev oiruch aleihem v'zeh shekosev v'yoshal Malach v'yuchal bochay v'yischanein loy bochay Malach v'yischan loy and so on. And the bracha that he wanted out of him was this bracha that he was giving him to Mishan Hashem. Demesis, that's not the flow of Rashi. Rashi over here is spoken about the brachas. He wanted him to write on the brachas. Really what he told him was, Sarisim Elekim Vanoshim Vatuchal, you struggled, or you were overcome, you went ahead. Whatever it is, I mean, it's some sort of, I guess, admission of defeat, conceding on what happened. Or some sort of concession. There's nothing there that bets him. It's like somebody, he takes a gun to somebody's head and forcing him over his wallet, and the person is moide, yes, you took a gun to me, and you were able to take my wallet away. That's not a hoidos baldin. So what exactly was he seeking to accomplish, and what happened before? In this halacha over here, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Lo yikor shimcha oid Yaakov ki im Yisrael, yeshmecha, vayikor shmo Yisrael. Over here we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishane his name. And by Avraham Avinu we have that when Avraham Avinu was Nimol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the name, and he told him the same halacha, the same thing. He told him that you know, Yikor Shimcha Avraham, but it Yikor Oida Shimcha Avraham, Voya Shimcha Avraham. The Gemara in Bracha says that there's an Issa Loisase Yikor Shimcha Veshim Avraham. You even Isser if you call Avraham Avraham. Yaakov, the Gemara says, there is no Issa. We do call Yaakov Yisrael. And the Gemara says, how do you know? The Gemara brings Psukim later on, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself called Yaakov Yisrael. Yaakov, in the Neviim, you have plenty of Psukim. So Mele, it's a raya that there's no Isser. It's not Nekar. The Shem Rishon was a Nekar, but it's Nasa Tofle. So, I mean, in the Psukim, it's almost impossible to see it. There is a remez in the Pasuk. In the first Pasuk, it says, V'yikor oida shimcha Avraham, V'hoya shimcha Avraham. In the Pasuk over here, it says, V'yikor shimcha Yaakov, Ki'im Yisrael Yeshmecha. It has the word Ki'im. The word Ki'im in Lechura means that it's something that is possible otherwise. In other words, it takes into account other possibilities. If a person has a piece of let's say of chicken, so I say I want a piece. There's only one piece, and that's all we have over here. If I have a few different pieces, I could say I want this piece more than the other pieces. The only piece I want here is this. Ki im seems to signify that I think there are other things also, but this is the preferred one. The very word ki'im means, the word im, chazal, darshin, lahalocha, wherever it says im, the marba other things. So, you know, imse, imkesev, the marba different things from the word im, because that's almost the nature of the word. I say, if is this is what you bring. So there's a mashmos that the other ones also have a sheikh to the parasha. If you invite so-and-so, this would be what I would want. So there's a mashmos in the word im. Even if I'm later memayet, and I say ki im, only this, but the fact that it's coming in a context of others is something which is, which means that the other ones have a possibility. They're also something. They're also of the same kind. If I have only one of that min, the word im is not shaykh, and definitely the word ki im is not shaykh. When it says ki im, the word im tells me there are other possibilities, similar possibilities, and ki im is memayit. But there's a big difference if something is only, or something. So when he says, v'hoya shimcha avram, that's it. There's no, it doesn't say mostly Avram, be'ikra Avram, very much so Avram. It says, and your name is Avram, period. Over here it says, lo yikore shimcha Yaakov ki im Yisrael. We're not going to call Yaakov, but rather we're going to call Yisrael. So in that mashmos, it's mashma that there's still some ki im for the old ones. So in the mashmos of Pasuk itself, it's also mashma. But why? Manifshach. If there's a new name, then it's something that we're going to, Akash Bok says, okay, this is the new name. Why do we keep the old one? And Rashi says the word Yaakov is a shuffle dick loshen. It's mashma, I'm sneaky, I'm taking something that belongs to me. You know, I'm imagine somebody is a thief and he was rehabilitated and now he's a nichbat. So he doesn't retain his old title. The ganav, the nichbat, it goes. If Yaakov is a derogatory term, and it's something that comes with ikva, b'mirma, and ikva, and so on, it's something that's not good. So now that it's good, just like Avram implied something not good, and Avram is good, the kashbar was masculine, like Varam, whatever that is. And why over here doesn't that change? Why over here don't we say that change is created? The Yaakov Avinu is, if we take a look also in terms of the if we take a look in terms of their journeys, it's very interesting. Avraham Avinu left the world of Tuma, the world of Beis Aviv, traveled on to Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael, was there. Yaakov Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Anoicha ered v'gam ola elimach. I will go down with you, and I will take you up again. So Avraham Avinu, Yaakov Avinu was ki'ilu, there was a conscious, going back into where Avraham came from, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will go down with you, and I'll come back up with you again. So very, very similar. By Avraham Avinu, we don't have that. Avraham Avinu, he didn't speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him to move him out. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in Zgalat him only on the eve of his leaving Beis Aviv. You know, it's the tzivui of Lech Lecha Ma'atzam Alecha Beis Avicha. That was the tzivui that got him to move out. And from that point onwards, he had a kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak was Kula Kodesh, and that's fine. And then Yaakov Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go down, and he will take him with him as well, down and out. In other words, it's almost like HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'll be with you together in the Beis Avicha, L'latcha Beis Avicha, and then we'll come out together again. And it's almost like the opposite, this, you know, where were you coming before? Also in the terms of the names, it's interesting. Avraham Avinu, Avram was given to him by Terach. There's no mention of it in the Torah. There's no naming ceremony for Avram. and that's something that is in the, you know, it's with, and it's changed. Yitzchak Avinu was HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the name, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing got touched, that's obvious. Chazal say that the reason why his name is not changed is because it's given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it stayed that way. Yaakov Avinu has two names. One given by Yaakov, which is, it's given by his parents, but it's not the name that one would have chosen. It's a Lashon Mirma and Akava, and especially Esav was Kaveh, that the meaning of the name is negative. And then he was given also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Mishana Shem, but the right word to say would be he was Moisev Shem. He was Moisev another name, and it was Yaakov Yisrael. So we have three of us, three different Mahuyas about the name. And each one is, you know, it's something that is a shinui, a strange shinui, is something as important as a name. Chazal said, there's a medrash in Kehelas, Shmuel Kehelas. It says every person has three names: the name that his father gave him, his parents gave him, the name that the Briyas call him, and the name that's written in the Sefer Toldos Hadam. They three different names, and that sort of is fairly consistent. The Yitzchak is a name that seems to be like Mitzad Etz and Bria. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. This is his Mohus. This is who he is, and so on. Avram Avinu is Keilu. The Yaakov Avinu is the Brias. Avram is the name that his parents gave, that came from wherever. Very different mahalchim in what a name is, which is strange, because a name is supposed to be the mohus of a person. A name is supposed to be something that is the person himself, and yet we find three different angles to that name, and the others more or less have that. The Yaakov Avinu is the Brias gave him, a Malach is included in the Bria. The Malach came and said, you know, You're Yisrael, you're not Yaakov, and that became his main name. Yitzchok seemed to be something that comes from the Etzem Shevish of his Metzias. I forgot Shbroch gave him that name. And Avraham Avinu was his parents, and, you know, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it. So let's explain a little bit about these different inyanim over here, and understand that this goes very much to the mohus of what the others were, and Betzem who they were. The there are two tfisas in the Bria, two very sadistic tfisas in the Bria in understanding the world of Tov and Ra. One the here in the Bria is that Tov and Ra, Tov is something which is the good, the right, the nitzchias. And Ra is something that has no kiyum. It's a klipa. As soon as you dry them out, you leave them out to hang and to dry, they're nothing. And with that, it's over. In other words, the birur between Toiv and Ra is something that is an absolute division. It's like the Melachas Boyer and Shabbos, we speak. It's something that separates out that which should be and that which shouldn't be. And anything that shouldn't be is weeded out, and we get rid of it. That's one perspective on Toiv and Ra. And it certainly is the elementary perspective of the Bria from a Torah point of view. That's why we should look at it. The fact that Ra has no kiyum, has no that it's something which is disintegrates. How could that be? It's not a kasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us an isayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu made Ra in the world so that we get schar, so that we're toireach, and so on. All the hasberim that we're familiar with, that everything is everything in the world has a tachlis, and tripping up a person has a tachlis. So just like when I try to publish information, I try to make it as clear and as truthful as possible. When I'm testing somebody, so I will mislead with my questions because I want to sharpen his koyach habir. So the misleading is really there. It's something which is there as a tachlis. I finish with it, it's gone, and it's finished with it. That is the elementary tachlis on the bria in the world. It's the same thing true in a person. A person looks at his koyach hanefesh. Some of them are very positive, and he emphasizes those and develops those. Some of his koyaches hanefesh are not positive, and he either learns how to control them or eventually get rid of them. That's the Mahalach Vaveda. But the truth is, mitzad the penimius ha'inyan, mitzad that which is the emes and the bria, nothing that Kadosh Baruch Hu made can be for waste. There is a secondary deher, that the things in the bria that seem to be ra, have in themselves a metzias that could be toif. It has to be like that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in the bria, that's where it is. In other words, the kol zman that it says, the Dorshe Rishumos say at the end of the parasha, it says Vayimlech Vayomos Vayimlech by the Alufi Esav. So they say Vayimlech Vayomos. It's because they became king that they died. Because these are Malachim that Esav had the name Loich Melch Yisrael. Those kings, because they became kings, that's why they died. In other words, those koiches, when they tried to be the dominant koach, when they tried to present themselves as the tachlis, that became that led to misa. The end of the bria. It says that tshuva was created. One of the things that was created before bria solom. That means that anything that's going to be created afterwards is meant to be good, either because it will be good, or because through the mahalach of tshuva, through the mahalach of being converted into something that's toiv. So if tshuva came before the world came, that means that tshuva is not a patchwork that on something we like yell out, hey, I have a hole in my shirt. Okay, so bring a needle and sew it up. It's something that was built into the bria itself, that there's a mahalach of a bria that's metukin. And that itself it comes before bria solom. It's not a patch on it, but it's something that is another way of designing the shirt. It's like I design a shirt without patches and a shirt with patches. When a person buys a shirt that has patches made, he doesn't say it was patched up. That's the tzura of it. In other words, there's a tzura of the world that when a person was misaken it, when a person made it right, that becomes it has one of the possibilities of a tour of the world that could exist. That's what it means that Shuv was there beforehand. The Ovis, Avram, the world had sunk into a place where the Malchi Esav, so to speak, the Koyach of Ra was king in the Bria. And the first thing that's required to do, nothing is going to change. And what has to happen now is that the Toiv has to leave the Ra. So if a person, like the Rambam says, if a person is in a city where everybody's bad, where the general atmosphere is not good, a person has to leave and go to Midbar. Because there's no way a person can be Mesakin, Kolzman, he's not there. So the first step, Avram Avinu, was Lechacha Maratzah Matcha V'Savicha, he had to leave. That was Avram's avoda, to leave his where he came from, and break away and create a new garin that's called a toiv, and that was Avram. Yitzchak had to be a matziv of something that's kulei toy from beginning till the end. It says that when you take a mechiach, the Rambam says, you should take a yirei shemayim in the urav. In other words, somebody who is kol kulei, somebody that is whole metzias is toiv, is be'etzem not shayach to ra. Avram Avinu, it says he was mispalel, you know, he looked back, as I'll say, on all the years that he was ever of a Nazara, and he felt very bad. So Akadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't worry, I'll be mechaperit. But Lemaisa, that's what Avram was, so to speak, half a person in that sense. There was a Shevish Avodah Zarah, and the koyach to tear away from Avodah Zarah. So in the ability to tear away from Avodah Zarah, he was the Av, and you know, he was the master of all. But Tachlis, there was a certain lack of that Shlemus. The second one is Yak is Yitzchak, who's Kulei Shlemus. He's Oyla Tmima. Take a look, I mentioned a few times, Nusus Yisharim is Akdama, has three different inyanim of what the Tachlis world is. The first one is Lis'anig al Hashem. The second one, he says, if you ma'ayin further, it's Lis'dabik al Hashem. The difference is Lis'anig al Hashem and Lis'dabik al Hashem. Lis'anig is be'ikr, shown where I break away from one and go to the other. If I'm in a matziv where I have no, where molit tanugim, I'm not misanig. Tainug is I haven't eaten all day. Now I eat a meal. I haven't drank all day and it's hot. And now I drink a sip of water. That's where tainug is the sharpest. So lisanig al Hashem is most sharply expressed in a new meshicha takadosh baruch Hu. I wasn't there before, and now I'm drawn to takadosh baruch Hu. That's where lisanig comes in. Lizdabek, for something mizdabek and something else. So part of the definition of that is that there's nothing outside. For instance, if I take a piece of something and I stick it to something else, I stick it together, and I glue it, so at the point that it's glued, it's going to hold very strong, but there's a lot of it that's not stuck to it, it's not glued on. So if I only glue a tip of it, it'll hold somewhat, but there'll be a big chance for it to break off. If I glue the entire thing, it'll be much better. Much better than that is, if I, let's say, melt two pieces of metal together and they become one, then it doesn't move. In other words, dibuk requires totality. So lemashal, if a person has himself a chelik of his life that was outside, that's missing in dveikus. That's not called mizdabik. And therefore to be mizdabik is something which needs to have including it needs to be totally immersed. Totally immersed means not only now, but it means I never knew anything else. The Weltzerfeis Marshal Niabdicha Ben Amasecha, an Eved who had once been free, yearns for freedom. He's not a total Eved. But Abdich Ben Amasecha, I'm totally an Eved. I'm subsumed. My whole life has been this. I don't know anything else. And that's a certain totality of Abdus. Then Mr. Sharm says, but if a person would look at it, but really the truth is we're here to be Mis'ala the entire world with us. In other words, Adam, besides his own Pnimistic Avoida, he as a person is measured by bringing the whole Bria to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam's job as Adam in the world, it starts with ourselves, because if we're not holding anything, then we certainly can't have any hashpah on anything else. But once we are, then the avoda is to be mashpia on everything and bring everything in. That's the definition of avoda. So the third chelek, the Yaakov's avoda, is once he starts b'mokum shalem, he starts in Eretz Yisrael, but his job is to take the Shechinah down with him and to be ma'asif, everything that doesn't seem to be part of it, and bring it back. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Anoichi Ered Gam Ola Ela means I will go down, you will bring the Shechinah into Golos, meaning, and the Golos into Shechinah, and I will, having been there, I will take it with me and be Ma'ale, whatever is good in that, and bring it back. So Yaakov Avinu's job is the third piece, which is that the person be able to mashpia and bring everything back to where it's supposed to be. So Avraham Avinu started out in not in Eretz Yisrael. He tore away Me'atz Malchut Beisavicha, and he went to the Eretz Yisrael, and that was his nekuda. Yitzchak's nekuda was the totality. Now I have something that's kulei tohar. The hemshech of that is, now that I am kulei toiv, now I need to go back to Mitzrayim and bring back everything to its makor, to the Shechinah. The Sfarim say that the Baal Tanya in Torah speaks by Richus that the whole parasha is Vayishlach. Why did Yaakov Chazal speak about that Yaakov Avinu was his reaching out to Esav was Shaloi b'mkoymoi? It says, you know, Oiches Bosne Kelev, that you know, Esav l'darkoholich. Esav was just was going regular. Why'd you start up with him? Chazal sort of bring it as a tvi, as a taina. The Baal Tanya brings a whole arichus, he ties into the whole passion of psukim by arichus gedolah, that Yaakov Avinu thought that at this point Esav was ready to be introduced back again. Esav was his brother. Esav was his twin brother. Esav's bracha is a hemshech of Yaakov's bracha. He thought that the time had come where Esav needed to be brought back in again. It's not only, and let's understand, it's not only a rachmanis for Esav, it's not only that it's good for Esav, it's good for Yaakov that Esav's on board. That's the tachlis. And therefore, he was able to be poel with his avoda, so it was not right. Esav was not ready yet. And that's why Yaakov told him, "Esna lo li'iti." I realized that I've been too quick in trying to do something it's not ready for. You know, until I come there'll come a time when we'll come back there again, but now's not the time for it. But he had to start at the Sheirish. In order, the reason for struggling with the Sarish Esav was because if you're trying to fight somebody, so as long as you fight the symptoms, it's good enough. So, okay, you know, let's say if I have something that gives me a headache, if I deal with the headache, it's also just as good. If the problem is the headache and I've taken aspirin and takes care of the headache, so fine, so aspirin's a way of dealing with it. But over here, he wasn't dealing with his tzaris. He was dealing with Esav Sheirish. The tikkun that Esav needed to become what needs to be good required going at the root of it, at the heart of it. And that's why he struggled with the Sarish Esav, by Ovek Ish Imoy, he had to be machnia the Sarsha Esav. And that's why he told the Sarsha Esav, it's not good for me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me I'm Yisrael. You need to. I need to hear from you that I'm Yisrael, because my tachlis in the struggle is not to protect myself. My tachlis in the struggle is to bring you in. And that's why you have to be on board. And the bracha that he gave him was just that. Like we said before, the problem with Esav was that Vayimloich, Esav wanted to be the head and everything fit in. In Esav's version of the world is is all about the hunters and the Sada and everything else, and the religious officials are there to bury the dead and to sort of, you know, perform services. He didn't. That's how Esau saw the world. Yaakov said, "You must rethink it," and the Haidah Spaldin was that, you know, Kisarisim lekim v'adam v'tuchal, that your srara is over the Malach also, the Sherish of Esav. That's why it's by Yaakov. That's the extraordinary difference between the name of Avram and Avram and Esa and Yaakov Yisrael. By Avram Avinu, he had to break away from what was. That was his avoda. And we say that somebody who's a ger is kekotin shanoi ladomi. We say that somebody is a bal tshuva. The Rambam says, I'm not, some people will change their name. Why? Because I'm not the same person I was yesterday. I'm a different person. That's the Malach of Avram. And that Shinui Hashem is not so much as a Shinui Hashem as much as it's burying the old self. Every person can be somebody else. And b'meila, now I'm Avram. And that's it. The old name Avram is not shaykh at all. Ramban says an extraordinary point. Ramban says, how come we don't know anything about Avram's life until Lech Lecha? He was an old man. I mean, you know, where was he till that point? Why don't we know a thing? Why doesn't Torah tell us about his background? So Ramban says, because since that life was basically had a lot of Avodah Zarah elements, even if it came to himself, but the fact was it was still a... The Torah doesn't put down things that are ta'usim. And to tell us about Avram, when Avram is in his Avodah Zarah nekudas, the Torah doesn't write things that are not pure emes. So Avram starts with Lech Lecha. That's, at that point, it's Avram Avinu. That's what Ramban says. In other words, Avram Avinu's Avodah was like a ger, kikot shel adami, that at the age of 70, he could move on. At the age of, you know, he could just drop everything and go. That was the Avodah of Avram Avinu. And therefore the old name ceased to exist. There was no Avram anymore. Yaakov Avinu is, the Avodah of Yaakov Avinu is that when you have Yisrael and Yaakov together, then Yisrael is the Iker and Yaakov is Tofel. When Yaakov is Tofel, Mirma, the Halacha is, and we spoke about this once before about when we spoke about Emes and Sheker. There is a mahalach of mirma, you know, im ikesh ispatol. When I'm going with a ganev and I'm trying to get back stolen goods, I can trick him. The Gemara has different places. When somebody's doing shalei kishura, he did shalei kishura, we also did shalei kishura. When we try vayakav lemisha, when you try to straighten out a bent piece of metal, you are bending it. Basically what you're doing is you're bending it. But you're not bending it, you bring it back to the tzura it was meant to be. So the avoda of Yaakov was that everything would be able to be mitukin. That's where Yaakov is, and that's why his name has to be Yisrael and Yaakov. Chazal tell us the difference between tshuva meyira and tshuva me'ava. That tshuva meyira is nasik eshkagus, and tshuva me'ava is nasik eschuyas. It's an extraordinary difference. In Shkogas means, okay, a person has the ability to cut what was. Since it was, I didn't mean to do it, navcharata from it, it doesn't exist. It's a tremendous gift. But le'oimek umka shel davar, that which was, everything exists. And everything, if a person understands how the mahalchim of the mistakes he made, the problems and everything, when it starved to get him there, that's called Tshuva Me'ava, where he understands through the process of that this process was taken there. Sometimes the road is straight, sometimes it's a detour. But that road is all part of that road. So in Yaakov, we wanted there should be the name of Yaakov and name Yisrael. We wanted Yisrael to be the Iker and Yaakov to be a Tofel. But a Tofel means that's part of it. It exists as a Tofel. Chazal compare it to Lasid Lovey that will speak about Gulas Mitzrayim as a tuffle to something else, to the Gula Asida. But that doesn't mean that we forgot about it. It's not going to be a new Geula in the sense that that we're going to forget the old Geula and it's going to be a whole new thing. It means we're going to understand the road in context of the Seif Pasik, but we'll understand Yetzias Mitzrayim as being the Tchilas Pasik. Tuffel doesn't mean inferior. Tuffel means leading up to. It's serving for something else. It's a stepping off something else. It's not inferior in the sense we have two different items and we say this is excellent, this is okay. We're saying that this is a step towards this. And in the tziruv together, there are many things in halacha that in tumah especially, that if it's a tuffel to something else, it gets its dinim, a bracha. All these things, something that's a tuffel to something else, you don't not make a bracha on it. It's included in the other bracha. That's what it means. So the Avram Yitzchak Yaakov with three mahalchim, and this sedra is the sedra that sort of puts this mahalach on display for us. It starts with Yaakov reaching out to Esav because the mistake was he thought the time had come, but it hadn't come yet. But the etzem beginning, that was the sheirish of his avodah. Yaakov's avodah was that the things that Avraham Avinu had to cut himself away from, the chelik of the bria that had to be cut off in order to start with a point of emes and toiv, now needed to go back and be misakin everything else and bring things litikunai. True, as long as you're not perfect, as long as there's no Yitzchak, you can't do that. But once Yitzchak is kulei kodesh, so now Yaakov is job is to bring back everything. In his own struggle with Esav, he got his name. Avraham Avinu was Nimol. A bris was performed on him. It wasn't something he had done. He happened to make his bris, but his name came because of who he had become. He was a new person. Remez, everybody always says that's the remez why today a bris is made without a child's consent, the name is given at the time. This is the name that his parents gave him. This is the name, it comes, and that's it. Yaakov Avinu earned his name. Yaakov Avinu's name was part of his avodah, and therefore, it wasn't that the old name got forgotten. The old name became part of the new name. When a person works hard, when a person, let's say, worked very hard, and he spent, I don't know, 25 years of his life working at difficult jobs, earning minimally, and then he wins a lottery ticket. So the first 25 years were, quote-unquote, wasted years. I mean, the $1,000 he had saved up for 25 years of work doesn't add anything to his lottery ticket now. But let's say a person worked 25 years and saved up money and bought a business and put a lot of effort into it and it prospered and he's a multimillionaire. You don't say the first 25 years were wasted. The first 25 years were what made it. Those were the steps that led up to it. Yaakov Avinu was Nimol. So yes, he had to break away, but then it was all Kilu, a new person, a Kanchanerlat. And that was it. Yaakov Avinu's work, his struggle with the Malach, his reaching out to Esav, and his fighting with the Malach and suffering, was that which brought about his final mila. Once that was there, so everything else was mitzarif to it. Then Yaakov, all the struggles to get there, that became part of the name. And Adarabe, the name is Yisrael and Yaakov. We say it also when we say in Tanit Vayo in the morning when we say my avosu shafto yisoyim simchos shemachtu bekroshos shmo Yisrael v'shurin. It says Yisrael is connected to the Avo. It's a name that's added to something. It's not it wasn't uprooting the old name. It was adding another thing mikorach the Avo. If we are Bnei Yaakov, we are Yisrael. That's the name of a person. So obviously, one part of this. So we're not holding by the tikkun seifi of bringing the whole world together and all the nekudas and everything. That's still waiting for the b'yei mahu. But a mitzad klal Yisrael, when a person does do good, when a person is mis'ala, and a person becomes a better person, and a bentayra, and everything that he needs to be, and he looks around, and he sees many people that are far from it. And our first reaction is sort of a distaste. Okay, you know, this person barely learns a word, this person barely davens, this person doesn't do this, this person doesn't begin to understand. And there's sort of a sense of, we're better, which also, of course, we always say, you know, it's a Sefer Shmaya, it's Chosovis, and so on, and so on, and so on. But Tachlis, you know, it's something that we sort of look at it in the Avchana, in the Avdala between us and them. But that's not the Seif Pasuk. The Seif Pasuk is that what's needed to happen is that it all come back. Yeah. What's needed to happen is that everyone come back. There's no such thing, and especially Israel, we saw Shechotah, and we know this from Yaakovina we have. A person needs to look at it with a very different eye. That means we're halfway through our Avodah. Until we haven't been able to be Mashpia, one way or another, and bring back, unless Yaakov is going to be Tofel to Yisrael, that's not the Shleimus. I don't mean to single out anyone mahalach. They should do kirev, they should this, should that. I'm talking be'etzim, that a person, our teva is to look around our sviva and say, Baruch Hashem, it's nice, it's fine, it's good. Our immediate sviva is usually the people we want to be with, and so on. But taking a look around and seeing what else is there, that's the perspective of where Shlemus lies. Shlemus doesn't lie in having become something. Shlemus lies in having been makiv everything, having gotten everything on board. It's even true, and this is something that is, in a certain sense, extremely relative to us. It's true for us ourselves, pneumistic. There are things that are easy for us. Everyone has things that are easy for him. Different mitzvahs, different chalkei Torah, whatever it is that makes that's easy for a person. And on those type of things, the person finally feels a success and oh, it's going in somewhere. Mm-hmm. Every person also has the things he struggles with. One person struggles with learning. He's been learning a year, two, three. The progress is small. And he's tried either mitzad his hasmada, either mitzad his understanding, or whatever. One person struggles with kedusha, and he struggles and so on. And you know, there is some progress, but okay, it's not much. Another person struggles with davening and so on. I mean, everyone has the chelkei Torah, the chelek or chelkei Torah. That for him is a real struggle. And our tendency is to give up on ourselves, not chelek. So if we're not lucky, if we're not astute at all, so we say, I'm good for nothing because of X, Y, or Z. If we're a little bit more astute, we say, okay, I guess I'm shaykh to A, B, and C. X, Y, or Z is not me, and that's it. I've given up on X or Y or Z, not chalak. And there's no point in struggling anymore. And I say to myself, you know, even at now, if it was to improve, big deal. Most of my life has been patched away. Most of my times are patched away. A person starts learning. So a person says to himself, you know what? It's very soon I'm going to be out there working. I wasted my other years. What's the point of it now? That's the type of thing that we sort of think consciously or not consciously. But that's not true. The tzura of Klal Yisrael, Bishlemus, the tzura, just like a person, every single person can be mala, the entire Bria with him. If the person was struggling, then he's mala his entire past with him. So if a person struggled for 5 years to learn, or for 10 years, so we would think, you know what, what a waste of time. So 10 years I struggled, 6 months I learned, and then I was gone. No. If you struggled it, then Yaakov becomes a tuffle to Yisrael. If the name, the, you know, some dash and roishli, but the Pasha name is Yisrael. The person struggled and overcame, and dominated. So every time the name of Kal Yisrael is that every time our name is not Yisrael, our name is Yisrael, and Yaakov is a tuffle to Yisrael. That's where we saw Yaakov. And Yaakov as the tuffle to Yisrael, he becomes Mesukin. And therefore the person, as long as the person worked, as long as he was holding on and struggling, so when he finally when the morning comes, everything Lamafreya becomes part of his Shlemus. That's so he was able to take all his years with him. That's Yaakov Avinu. The bracha to the Avraham Avinu, we have to start. The first thing is when a person starts the road, he needs a certain nituk. You have to stay away from these people. You have to stay away from these activities. You have to go and leave, and that's it. And you start at a good place, hopefully. But in those areas that the struggle continues, but understanding that when he finally gets home, when he finally is able to make it happen, then igloim milsal mafreya, then everything else becomes part of it. The bracha that the malach himself, and that's why Yaakov insisted, it's more than just I should triumph. I want Esav, I want the chelik of the bria of struggling to tell me that yes, you're the tachlis of it. The struggle that I have with me, with you, is not, it's there, so the tachlis is that I become the ikon, you become tafel. He needed him to be made in it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha was to Yaakov, was not that his name would become eradicated, but adrabah, the real bracha is ki'im Yisrael. The ikar Shem will be Yisrael, but it's Yisrael in the context of Yaakov. That's what the word ki'im means, like we said. Ki'im is in a context. Yaakov will never lose its context. We'll look at ourselves as the shleimus that we've become, but we understand it's a shleimus that came from somewhere, and each and every one of those halakim will become the Yaakov to that Yisrael which comes out eventually. Shabbos.
This struggle really begins earlier.
Well,
this struggle really begins earlier. This begins when Yaakov leaves the house. A lot of last part.